Okay, this is Bob Stone for the Florida Folklife Program. It's May the 4th. We're at the Cinco de Mayo Festival in Immokalee. And I'm going to talk a little bit with Lupe. What's your last name?
Sanchez.
Sanchez. So, Lupe, you played keyboards?
Yes, sir.
In Grupo Sensacion?
Sensacion, that's it. Grupo Sensacion.
Uh-huh. How long have you been in that group?
We started. We started in September. We've been off and on. We're having troubles with keeping musicians, but
right.
We're still out there making music.
So, and how long have you been playing? And is keyboard the only thing you play?
No, my original instrument was drums, and I picked up a guitar and bass through the years. But my main instrument now is the keyboards, and I've been playing. Well, since 1982, I've been playing Spanish music in the band.
Uh-huh.
I've been, I started in 82, and ever since then, I've been at it.
You said you came from Texas?
No, I'm originally here from Immokalee. Well, uh-huh. Born in South Carolina, raised here in Immokalee.
Uh-huh.
But I joined this...
We can move.
I joined this recording band out of Texas, and I've been with them for about 6-7 years.
Uh-huh.
Then I came down.
What band was that?
That was Ricky Smith and La Movida. Ricky Smith,
yeah.
La Movida.
Movida.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And,
what part of Texas?
Corpus Christi, out of Corpus Christi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I joined up with Lissette and them in September. And, well, we've been playing ever since.
Uh-huh. So, you play dances?
Yes, yeah, so we do dances, quinceañeras. Uh-huh. Playing, we try to stay out of the bar scene because the girl is only 15 years old. But
right.
we try to do like nice lounge places, but we try to do all the festivals also.
Well, when you were born in North Carolina?
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Was your family migrating?
Yes, we're migrants. Uh-huh. We're on our way back from what I understand, we're on our way back from Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was pregnant with me, and she just happened to stop along the way and have me.
Now, how about your parents? Were they from
Texas? They were from Texas.
From Texas?
From Brownsville, Texas.
Brownsville, okay. Yes, so how far do you have to go back in your family before somebody was born in Mexico, do you know?
I think my grandparents were from Spain. One from Spain and the other from Mexico. Because if you see my grandmother, you swear that she was Anglo, Caucasian.
Uh-huh.
She's all
blue eyes
and all that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And my mother also resembles my grandmother. So
uh-huh.
I think our part of our heritage is from Spain and uh-huh. part from Mexico.
Uh-huh. So your father's side?
My father's side from Mexico.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So how long have you been here in Immokalee?
All my life. I was just born on the way.
So you've been here. And when were you born?
In 1962.
Can you give me a date?
June 3rd, 1962.
Okay, and you've been here since right after that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And your family stayed, I guess?
Yes, they. This was, my father built a home here, and from here, we would go to the work, you know, to the fields in Upper North Carolina and Wyoming, South Carolina, and then migrate back down here.
Uh-huh.
But my mom and dad were married in Texas. And they moved here to Immokalee for the work that was there.
Uh-huh. So, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a musician.
Uh-huh.
Primarily
uh-huh.
Music. It supports you.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Have you always played like a tropical, or have you ever played the norteño?
Is
it Chicano band?
Yeah,
what would you call it?
It's a Chicano band. Right now, we're pushing a lot of Selena Quintanilla, the female singer that killed.
Uh-huh.
We're doing basically a lot of Chicano music, or Tex-Mex, whatever uh-huh. you want to call it. It's basically
Tejano,
the same
yeah.
thing. Yeah. And but to please. Because around here, you have to please the audience. You can't please yourself.
Right.
So you have to play whatever kind of music they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
So we played some norteño, we played some
uh-huh.
some tropical and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
When we had to.
So, I lost my thought here. Oh, original music. You said you do some original stuff?
Oh, yeah. We got, see, because this band that I'm in, she's a practically like a new singer. Hardly anybody's ever heard her.
She's only 15.
She's only 15 years old.
Yeah.
Ninth grader. I mean, but she has an extremely good voice.
Yeah, I've heard her. Yeah.
She has a real nice voice. And we were experimenting with some songs, and well, her father wrote the music, the words, and I wrote the music. I put the music to the songs, and they sound excellent.
It's okay. And what's her name again?
Lissette.
What's your last name?
Velasquez.
You're right. That's what I recorded. Yeah. And her father, what's his name?
Jose Luis Velasquez.
Right. So that's the way it's been going. He writes the words, and you put the music
right,
to
right.
it.
Well, for these, we got about 5-6 songs, original songs, and we plan to do a couple of them today.
Great.
We're gonna do one, a slow piece called Quiero. I love you, whatever.
Right.
And the other one, I don't even know the name of the other one, but I'll make sure I get you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get with you on that. Have you had any training in music, or you just pick it up?
I graduated in 1980, and in 81 I went to college in St. Edward's University.
Where's that?
That's in Austin, Texas.
But you went to from what high school did you graduate?
From Mockley. From Mockley. Yes.
So then you went out to Texas?
Right, I went to St. Edward's University in Austin. And that was the year that Reagan came into office, more or less.
Uh-huh.
And I was on a government fund, and that's the first thing he did. He cut all the government funds off. So I crammed as much as I could to learn how to play pianos in 1 year.
Uh-huh. So and you then, studied music?
Yeah, I studied as much music as I could. Uh-huh. I came back down. Couldn't afford it. It was too much money.
Yeah. So that's where you started learning keyboards
right.
stuff.
That's where I started. Uh-huh. I picked up the keyboards.
And the rest of it, I assume you just learned?
Well, the drums, I was in a high school band. I was from sixth grade on up to senior year, and I was a head percussionist for about 4 or 5 years in high school.
So I told myself,
you can't make music playing the drums by itself. I mean, you can keep rhythms and all, but you can't make the music. So that's why I picked up the piano and learned how to play.
And you also said you play the guitar?
I play guitar and bass.
And
the only thing I can't play is a wind instrument. Anything I have to do with wind, I can't play.
So strings and keyboard and drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. I'm looking forward to it. And this, have you played at this festival before?
No, this is our first time playing.
Oh, that's good. So there's going to be something like 8 bands here today.
Yeah, hopefully everybody shows up.
Yeah.
I hope they do. It's going to be interesting. See.
Well, great. That's about all I can think of. So
all right.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.